Welcome to Singing in Other Sins, a production of Hawaii Public Radio, funded by the Bauer Foundation and supporters like you. Many thanks, member supporters. I'm Gary Hickling. On this edition of Singing in Other Sins, co-host Blair Boone Migura joins me in a telephone interview with the great composer, pianist, and author Ned Roram to celebrate his birthday, 23 October 1923. We opened the conversation with a question about his past summer on Nantucket, which has been his vacation retreat for years. I understand your health is doing very well.
I suppose so.
When you're in Nantucket, you still walk into the town center?
Oh, yeah.
That's pretty nice.
Yeah. I don't drive, although I have a car. My niece Mary does a lot of driving. So I take a walk every day, and I live right next to a big hill. So I walk up to the hill. There's a church on top of that. But the older I get, the less I can travel. I don't feel like traveling. Anyway, it's nice to be alive rather than not to be alive.
After that good news, let's hear a song that Roram wrote called Nantucket, to the words of William Carlos Williams. You heard Phyllis Brynjulfsson, soprano, in Roram's song, Nantucket. Mr. Roram himself was the pianist on that 1983 recording. Blair and I were interested to know if art songs were his favorite genre to compose. Do you feel your songs are your best works, or do you like your symphonies and concertos as well, your chamber music?
I've written everything, yeah.
Do you have a favorite genre?
Yes, I feel at home with songs. I don't know why, because I can't sing. I can sing, but nobody wants to hear me. I have a wonderful, wonderfully bad voice, and I sing pop music, too.
Pop music? What I wouldn't give to hear Ned Roram singing pop music.
On Billie Holiday.
Oh, wonderful.
Yeah.
I had almost expected Roram to say that he wished he'd written more opera, because his latest, Our Town, has been very successful. Have you been able to hear some performances of your opera, Our Town?
Yeah, and I'm very glad to know about them. I will say that once I've heard a piece, my interest is not as active as it would be other times, and I think it's one of my better pieces, so I'm glad about that.
Yeah, you should be very proud of it. I understand it's getting a lot of performances.
I guess it is, yeah, and I don't know if that's me or if it's because the play is such a famous play, and maybe other people always wanted to get the rights, other Americans, because it's a good play and a very singable play, and very American, and no one could get the rights to it, but I did get the rights to it, so it gets performed quite a bit.
Yeah, congratulations on that.
Goodbye to ironed dresses, to George's sweet caresses, to my wedding ring. Oh, everything, goodbye.
That was Marnie Breckenridge, soprano, singing an excerpt from Roram's most recent opera, Our Town. On this edition of Singing and Other Sins, we're celebrating Ned Roram's 93rd birthday with excerpts from a phone interview that co-host Blair and I recorded especially for this program. Since the theme of this program is favorites, we asked Roram if he revised any of his works and to please name his favorite compositions.
Do you ever return to your compositions to revise them?
No.
No.
No, I write what I write, and I don't rewrite. I do another piece instead. When I compose, it's the initial impetus is what gets me, and I stay with it. Obviously, I make a few changes and so forth, and if it's an orchestra piece, I might refine the orchestration. But that's not creation, that's recreation.
Yes. And is there an area that you wish that you had done more in, or more of, for example, more operas or more orchestral pieces, more song?
No, I've done hundreds of songs.
Mm-hmm. Yes, you have, literally. Do you have favorites of yours? Because this particular show, we're really going to be presenting as some of our favorites of your works, and so I was wondering if you had any favorites that you might want us to include.
No, it's hard for me to talk about my own music as though by somebody else.
Right. I can imagine.
I'm very pleased that you're doing it. I really am. But in a way, it's for you to choose it rather than me.
We asked the staff at Hawaii Public Radio to name their favorite Roram works, and music director Gene Schiller chose Lions. It's a 14-minute-long piece for jazz quartet and orchestra and represents a dream that Roram had of finding lion cubs in his closet that he plays with, only fearing that their parents might return. Turning around, he sees the male's huge head framed by a sunburst halo. Since we only have time for the ending of Lions, I'll read the final words that Roram wrote about the piece. In the howling elation I die, and dying am aware of purrs, of blues receding, innocence dimmed, hearing the force of an obsession like motors underwater miles away. The final portion of Lions, A Dream, put to music by the star and birthday boy of this edition of Singing and Other Sins, Ned Roram. we heard the Branford Marsalis Quartet and the North Carolina Symphony conducted by Grant Llewellyn. The world's favorite Roram song is undoubtedly Early in the Morning.
Early in the morning of a lovely summer day, as they lowered the bright awning at the outdoor cafe, I was breakfasting on croissant and café au lait under greenery like scenery, Rue François Premier. They were hosing the hot pavement with a dash of flashing spray and the smell of summer showers when the dust is drenched away. Under greenery like scenery, Rue François Premier. I was 20 and a lover, and in paradise to stay. Very early in the morning of a lovely summer day.
Roram's most often performed art song, Early in the Morning, here sung by Donald Graham with the composer at the piano. Another Hawaii Public Radio staff member, Operations Director Charles Husson's favorite Roram work is Sing My Soul His Wondrous Love. That was Sing My Soul His Wondrous Love, performed by the choir of St. Thomas Church, conducted by Gary Hancock. Co-host Blaine Boone Magura's favorite Roram song is The Silver Swan, sung here by Leontine Price at the White House. Interview, Blair asked Mr. Roram if he had known Poulenc while he was living in Paris.
Did you know Poulenc?
Yes, I did, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yes, can you tell us some of your memories of Poulenc?
Poulenc and who else?
The other members of the group.
Of Les Six?
Yes.
Of Les Six, I knew Henri socially most.
Did you know Satie?
No, I would like to ask because I worship his big. I can't even think of it. His big piece is a masterpiece.
Gymnopédie.
Yes, those are nice pieces.
Let's go back to Poulenc. Tell us more about your memories of Poulenc.
Well, I was more interested in him than he was in me. I forget how I knew him, but I knew him through somebody who I think was his biographer, who was a good friend. But Poulenc was a composer to be reckoned with. I know all of his music, but it's not fresh in my mind, obviously, right now. He lived overlooking the Luxembourg Gardens with a wonderful view and a wonderful apartment in Paris.
Here's a song Roram wrote called For Poulenc.
Light and leaves and
Soprano Phyllis Curtin sang Roram's For Poulenc with the composer at the piano. Blair went on to ask Roram about a specific Poulenc song that might have been the inspiration for one of Roram's most often heard songs.
Well, I was going to ask you if it's true that your song, The Lordly Hudson, is influenced by Poulenc's Se.
It could be. People don't like to admit who has influenced them. And also, that's 40, 50 years ago, The Lordly Hudson. Paul Goodman, who wrote... That's Paul Goodman, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
He was sort of my poet, yeah. Poets that write music, who write poems, who they hope will be sung, usually are not very good. I don't want them to solve my problems. It's not for them to decide what's the music. It's for me to decide that. Usually, poets who hear their music, they're flattered, but they don't dig it. The composer is not the last word for the poem, so they're flattered, but they're not excited.
Okay.
By hearing a song.
Did you know Paul Goodman personally?
Oh yeah, he was a dear friend.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Did you know him all of those years that you were setting his words?
Yeah, uh-huh. He was very, very good for me.
First, let's hear Poulenc himself at the piano with his preferred singer, Pierre Bernac, in the song that Blair mentioned, Se, which is the letter C in French and also the name of a wartime bridge there. Each line ends with the sound Se. That will be followed by Roram's Lordly Hudson, which may have been modeled on Se.
Driver, what stream is it? I asked, well knowing it was our Lordly Hudson.
The Lordly Hudson was beautifully sung by mezzo-soprano Susan Graham with Malcolm Martineau, the pianist. In the interview, Roram reiterated his belief that the composer doesn't have the last word on a poem. We know that to be the case when we hear Emily Dickinson's poem, Wild Nights, set successfully by many different composers. In one of Roram's sets of songs called Poems of Love and the Rain, he did something unique. I'll quote him. "I had toyed with the notion of how it might be for a single composer to set one poem several times in different speeds and styles." Now we'll hear the same poem, Auden's Stop All the Clocks, in both of Roram's settings.
Oh,
Auden's poem Stop All the Clocks was performed in the two different settings by Roram by mezzo-soprano Beverly Wolf with the composer at the piano. Howard Dykus, host of Hawaii Public Radio's eclectic program Howard's Day Off, selected as his favorite Roram Around the House the Flakes Fly Faster, which is the third movement of Winter Pages for clarinet, bassoon, violin, cello, and piano. That was Roram's Around the House the Flakes Fly Faster. Todd Palmer, clarinet, Frank Morelli, bassoon, Ida Kavafian, violin, Fred Cherry, cello, and Charles Wadsworth, piano. In our interview with Mr. Roram, Blair asked the following.
Can you tell us, Ned, is there something that you believe that you feel most other people hold a contrary position?
Well, yes. People don't think about songs, period. I can't think of a person writing songs today. And I can't think of a person, of a singer who specializes in songs, even Schubert or Schumann or so forth. I suppose there are some places. But the audience isn't what it used to be.
Well, we certainly know that, in spite of scant acknowledgement from the public at large, Roram's songs have been widely sung and appreciated.
As a young singer, I sang for Phyllis Curtin in a master class, and that stayed with me. She was such a wonderful singer and teacher. I was wondering, as a composer, what was it like having that type of singer perform your works?
Well, I'd rather have a good singer than a bad singer. I'd rather have a singer with a voice than a singer without a voice. Phyllis Curtin is one of the best singers that we had. Dollar Graham was, too. In fact, I made a recording with four different singers. So it was Phyllis Curtin and Dollar Graham and a tenor and a contralto.
Even though I'm 75 years old, I don't sing in public, but I do sing in private. And I sing Roram songs like crazy.
Well, gee, I'm glad.
There are so many of yours that I like. Spring Rain, Whose Woods These Are. I think I know, what's the title of that?
Whose Woods These Are. Is that Robert Frost?
That's Robert Frost. Whose Woods These Are, I Think I Know. Yeah. The title of the Robert Frost poem, which neither Roram nor I could remember, is Stopping by Woods on a Snowy Evening. Susan Graham and Malcolm Martineau performed Roram's Stopping by Woods on a Snowy Evening. Let's hear Roram songs sung by two of his favorite singers, Phyllis Curtin and Donald Graham, with the composer himself, the pianist.
The last song I feel is a very special one indeed. The text is by Elizabeth Bishop and was written following a visit she made to Ezra Pound while he was incarcerated at St.
Bedlam. This is a road still all of Born, reached for the sea.
Phyllis Curtin sang A Visit to St. Elizabeth's, and Donald Graham, Look Down, Fair Moon. Roram, as you can tell, a fine pianist, was their accompanist. In our interview with Ned Roram, Blair asked about books.
My question, as a writer, Ned, can you give our listeners any recommendations of books you've read or writers that you've read who've influenced you or have kind of been thought-provoking?
Everyone is either French or German, and I think that all art and all literature and all ways of thinking is either French or German, and if that's the case, I'm French. I've read everything in German literature, but my instincts and my leanings are toward French literature. The one great book that I've read is Proust.
Wow.
I read all of Proust in both French and English at the same time. And I feel that I would like to have known him, but one says that about everybody. I'd rather just know his work.
No matter how much Mr. Roram defines himself as French, we listeners and many singers around the world feel his American nature strongly. Listen how naturally he sets the words of Walt Whitman, Frank O'Hara, and his preferred poet, Paul Goodman, in these performances with Susan Graham and pianist Malcolm Martineau.
tulip tree, the boy who had green eyes, tossed yellow blossoms to the girls below, standing with upturned faces in a row. Meantime it clouded, wind began to rise, it grew dark and the leaves turned white. The air was quiet, full of tiny noises, the girls vanished with their screaming voices. Come down, I shouted, you boy, before lightning strikes the tree, and you are shaken out by the wildly swaying boughs, this way and that. No, no, said he, here, have a catch, and he tossed a rubber ball.
My personal favorite Roram song is rather recent. From his huge set of 36 texts by 24 authors written in 1997 called Evidence of Things Not Seen, I've chosen The More Loving One, Two Words of Auden. Ullman was the baritone and Stephen Blyer the pianist in Roram's The More Loving One. This program of Singing and Other Sins has been built upon our friend's favorite Roram works to play in celebration of his 93rd birthday. My partner, Dennis Moore, who supplies a lot of instrumental works for Singing and Other Sins, has chosen music from Roram's 11 Studies for 11 Players. Thank you.
That was the Allegretto from Roram's 11 Studies for 11 Players. In that particular movement, 9 of the 11 musicians performed. After all the beautiful music and the fascinating conversation with Ned Roram, Blair, Boone Migura, and I had to say goodbye.
Thank you, Ned, and happy birthday.
Well, thank you so much. I'm glad to know you're there. Anytime you need a coach, ask me a question. Don't be shy about phoning.
Wonderful to hear. Thank you, Mr. Roram.
Okay. Bye.
Bye-bye.
And I'll say aloha to you listeners, reminding that you can go to hawaiipublicradio.org/singingandothersins to leave your suggestions or comments. There you may also find the link to the archive of many previous programs. With thanks to Blair, Dennis, and the Hawaii Public Radio staff for their Roram choices, this is your host and producer, Gary Hickling.